Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we want to talk about dental disaster stories with your dentist.
Yeah.
But before we get to those, if you have one, 303-222-5423. Steve and Amber were in a rousing conversation over whether or not a dentist is a doctor or if they're a lesser human.
No, I'm sorry, Steve.
No, Amber was just ripping out a whole bunch of professions.
You guys both went off on this thing.
All I did was ask, so Amber, let's say one of your best girlfriends married a dentist. Then she kept going on, you know, I married a doctor. And you were like, no, you married a dentist.
Yeah.
Isn't it the same that?
Yeah.
Like a veterinarian?
Yeah.
A veterinarian is more than a doctor. Sort of.
Why?
Animal husbandry?
Well, no, because like a doctor, like when you're a doctor, it's like, I'm a foot doctor. You're a foot doctor. That's it. You got one thing. A vet.
Okay.
You bring in your horse.
You're right.
You bring in a cat. You bring in a llama. It doesn't matter. Like, they do everything.
Okay.
They're not just like, I only do horse feet.
That'd be hooves.
Okay, no, horse hooves. They do everything. So vets are, this is supposed to be dental. And they also do dental work on animals.
Okay,
vets are also dentists.
So a veterinarian, I mean, they all make good money. The dentist,
they do,
the vet,
yeah.
Yes,
is that what this is about?
Well, no, I was just asking, though, in the eyes of a woman, are they...
Noble jobs. Doctor.
Just has more, you're just... yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because doctors... Is it because they put their hands in your mouth? Is that why we don't like the dentist? Because it's kind of...
It's hard to trust a person that...
This constantly inside.
Yeah.
And then ask you questions knowing you can't answer. What a terrible job.
That always bothers me.
I'm going to the dentist like tomorrow, so he's going to get...
It has been 3 years and 85 days since I have seen my dentist. No, not really, but it's been
a long time.
I don't even know.
Because now...
I really need a cleaning.
You know what I do? I can't look at her now. Because I won't. I'll be staring at her teeth.
Mouse all
I'm
going
to be trying to and then it's going to. Could you look up Amber so I can just look at your teeth for a second?
Why?
Because I just want to see if they're nasty. Now you're self conscious. Oh, okay. You know they're good.
Yeah, they're actually
good.
Yeah.
I have good dental genes.
All right.
I don't know.
So here's the deal. None of what we've done here
would rise
to the level of what would get you on the air.
Correct.
Yet somehow we're still employed.
Somehow.
Yay. We want your dental stories where something went sideways.
Ooh, dude. Like
bad dental, horrible. I mean, I always have to throw you under the bus because a dentist dropped something in your mouth.
It was like the tip of a drill. They call it a burr.
Yeah.
And the second it dropped in my tongue, he goes, don't swallow.
You swallowed the burr?
I swallowed the burr.
You have no choice but to if something drops in your mouth, you sort of
immediately.
You just,
right?
Yeah.
It's a reflex.
Yes.
Flex.
For sure.
And so I had a...
Or flux? I don't know.
Yeah. Reflex is what is a reaction. Reflux is the acid that makes you feel.
Oh, I have that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, he's got all the fluxes and flexes. There's one story here that I'm not great with, but we have to tell it.
Which?
This is a great dental disaster. A little boy jumped into the dental chair and he was excited for his first trip to the dentist. His parents said he seemed to be rubbing one side of his mouth a lot with his hands. When the dentist looked inside, he noticed his gums were very swollen.
Oh, slacker.
Oh, gosh. No. No.
Buddy,
no.
Yeah. They found... Oh, you don't like
I don't know.
And they found maggots in the area.
Maggots. like writhing and they're all wet and they're white and they're all.
How does that even happen? Please tell me.
They said it was just poor dental care.
It was in like his
they
gums.
Just living here's there. The deal. Stop it.
What?
I have a maggot thing. Maggots are a trigger, and the only maggots. Thing that could possibly make maggots worse is have them in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like maggots on the ground is enough to get me to hurl. Maggots writhing out of your mouth.
Your gums, especially, because they can go down your throat right away.
Foul.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I guess they're big maggots, too.
There's no maggots for dying.
They're like millions.
Maggots of unusual size.
But you're right, Slacker, in the mouth. I know. Your mouth.
I bet he brushes his teeth like 80 times a day.
I would never stop. Yeah. I would be brushing my gums with steel wool.
Yeah.
I would like, yeah. All right. So if you have a dental disaster, 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. This is not easy for me. Like I have maggot on the brain right now.
Oh, that's a trigger.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to put a little bounty. If you got some sort of story that involves mucus,
no.
Lots and lots of phlegmy, mucusy stuff in your dental
story.
Yeah,
let's get Steve to leave the studio today. Yeah,
we want Steve bouncing on out of here.
Nope.
A woman was arrested as she was practicing dentistry in her home. Here's the deal.
Yikes.
If you're going into a non-office building.
Yeah. That.
I know you want to save a buck, but.
You know, when I have to drive to Audi Denver, when I'm coming up Broadway, the way they have the zoning. There is a dentist office.
Shut your mouth.
Attached to a house.
Shut up.
It's like the last structure they allowed to do that.
No.
And it's, I think it's the, because they turned part of their garage into
Who goes to that?
And it's hard to get out. It's Broadway and they have a short drive because you can't get in and out anyway. But yeah, there is like one of those clinic type places still. Yeah.
Does everybody, do you guys have your wisdom teeth, by the way?
No, mine are out.
Do you remember the surgery? Because
I was put under.
So was I, but I came to in the middle. And they were on top of me. Not in a weird, but they. Like,
not in a weird.
Like, oh my
God.
No, it was like they get. Ooh. When you have impacted,
yes.
they have to get up in there and break them out. And I woke up long enough. He was sort of on my chest, and I could just hear the like, gosh, gosh. And it still echoes in my head.
Yeah.
Don't they have some, couldn't they make a scaffolding or something to like climb around? Because he was on me. Like, it's not.
That is.
You've woken up. Did you wake up in yours? Or no, you woke up in your appendectomy.
Emergency appendectomy, yeah. I don't know which is worse.
We might have to do surgery wake-ups coming up soon. Those are fun, too.
I do remember afterwards, you're just so loopy.
And you will get, because anesthesia, you're not all the way under, so you will occasionally get flashbacks of things that happened to you. Like
no.
I do. I definitely get the flashbacks of like moments where I woke up for a second. In the middle. All right, let's talk about dentist disasters. Extra points if you have mucus in them.
No.
I swear. I feel like there's going to be some mucus calls in here. And we have blocked the studio door. You're staying here. Sherry?
Yay.
Dental disaster. What do you got?
So I'm a dental assistant.
Oof.
Coworker one time. We deal with kids only. Coworker is sitting in the chair facing her patient. He's laying down. And she's chewing gum. Not kidding. The gum fell out of her mouth and went straight into his mouth.
Yuck.
Too bad it wasn't Slacker. He likes doing that.
Yes. I would chew the gum. How long has she been chewing it? I need to know if there's flavor
left.
Probably no flavor.
Did
but
he swallow it?
Beat, the kid just started chewing it. No, he started chewing it.
What the? That's just.
Do you have to tell the parents what happened?
I don't know if she did or not.
Oh my God. I don't know how I feel about that.
Could you imagine if you heard that story later?
Oh.
Yeah, if your kid was like, oh my God, they gave me gum.
Yeah, so much. Oh,
that's disgusting, Sherry. Thank you for the call. Mindy.
Yes.
Dental disaster. What's yours?
Every time I go in and I get cavities filled and they give me Novocaine, I walk out having Bell's palsy.
No.
Like your whole face is gone?
Oh, that's scary.
Uh-huh. It's basically like, I don't know, it's usually like the right side or the left side, but I can't eat, I can't drink. It's actually kind of humorous.
What?
For how long?
Yeah.
So it lasts about 4 to 6 hours.
That is just, that, whoa.
Actually, Kourtney Kardashian, there's that one episode where
she
went to get dental work done and like the whole, her like whole one side of her mouth was like drooping.
Oh, she's hideous.
So it happens.
I have the opposite. Like something has happened to me and they can't get me numb enough.
Whoa.
I do that too. It goes really quickly. So they have to keep giving it to me.
Yes.
But, yeah. What?
Because they had to like shoot me like almost in the neck area, like way down. Because he's like, I have to hit you with other things. So I can't get numb enough. So then eventually they just have to give me something to hold on to while they drill stuff.
Oh, man.
I don't know what.
Intense.
That is not right.
That's why I used to suck down the gas like it was going out of style.
Dang.
Because it's better for you. Because then you're at least loopy. Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay!
What's your dental disaster?
I had 4 teeth removed. But the reason I went to the dentist was because I kept tasting this yucky stuff in my mouth. Oh. Turns out they were infected when they pulled the back 2 teeth.
Yeah.
The infection squirted out like a squirt gun.
Oh!
It was nasty.
Oh. And you could taste it? Like it was the same flavor you'd been tasting? Well, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So now whenever I have an infected tooth, I tell the dentist, okay, it's infected. And he looks at me like I'm crazy. He looks at it, okay, here's your antibiotics.
Yeah, because you know what infection tastes like.
It smells.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you, Dave. Renee.
Yay.
Dental disaster.
Dental disaster. I was probably 14 or 15. I had to go in and get my wisdom teeth out, and my dentist only numbed me up on one side, top and bottom, took one side out, and then I had to come back 2 weeks later and get the other side taken out. While he was taking out my wisdom teeth, drilling, pushing, prodding, probing, he was on the phone talking to his other dental friend.
Talking him through it, or
chatting.
He's watching YouTube videos. I've never done the left side before. Just everything looks backwards.
What?
Right? I don't know what they were talking about, but I was just like holding on for dear life, praying it would hurry up and get over. And then I didn't want to go back 2 weeks later because I was still sore.
What the?
Why wouldn't they just do it like everybody else? Just do all of
them. He was doing it with one hand. If he's holding the hand,
correct.
He's doing this with.
Okay, Dana.
Yay.
Dental disaster.
So this is about my husband. He had a root canal when we were living downtown, and the place rhymes with shite now.
Okay.
Oh, I got that one.
I think I know where that's at. Okay.
Basically, they were the dentist, the very young dentist was drilling into his root canal. And unbeknownst to him, the drill bit broke off. So he left the drill bit in his mouth.
What?
I mean, in his gum. And then over the weeks to come, my husband was in a lot of pain. So he was like going to the Rio, having 3 margs and popping Vicodin, but didn't really know that that little piece of drill bit was still in there.
Yeah.
And ultimately, he had to go to an oral surgeon, get it carved out, grow bone back in, and
grew a
fake tooth in there. So he now has a fake tooth.
Don't they assess? Don't they count their tools when they're done? I thought they did.
Surgeons do. Holy!
All right, that's awful. So far, no mucus though. I'm a little disappointed in people. Lauren.
Yes, I'm here.
What's your dental disaster?
So when I was about 8 or 9 years old, I used to suck my thumb, and they had to put spacers in my teeth that have this like cage that came down to prevent me from sucking my thumb. And they had to pull some baby teeth to make room. And I ended up biting on the clamp, and the tooth went down my throat. And the dental hygienist, the assistant, had to give me the Heimlich maneuver.
To hurl the tooth back up? Why can't you just swallow it?
And then on top of it, the dentist said that it might go into my lungs if I inhaled it, and the tooth could start growing roots.
Oh, wait, it can regrow roots again?
What's wicked?
I guess. I don't know. But I was just listening to your show, and I'm like, I need to pull over and call these guys because it was so traumatic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so
I would think they would just let you swallow, but I didn't know about
through.
The root thing.
They had to Heimlich it out.
Thank you for the call. Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how are you doing?
What's your dental disaster?
Great. So I had some emergency work done. We were on vacation, and so I found this dentist that was in some podunk town in Virginia. That he agreed to remove an abscess tooth for me.
Okay.
It was so much pressure and pus underneath of it that when he drilled it out, the smell was so bad that he threw up into my mouth.
Whatever.
What the?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.